Howdy, folks. I'm fixing to tell y'all about Texas, nicknamed the Lone Star State.
I'm particularly fond of these. I pulled them out of a place on Midgard called Texas.
Don't mess with Texas?
That's the message.
I'm Walker, and I'm Texas Ranger.
Sexy. I mean, anything for Salinas.
Welcome to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. This week, we're discussing the cemetery football field. San Saba is known as the pecan capital of the world. In fact, we've talked about this before in the episode about the battle for the world's largest pecan. However, San Saba also has something spooky about it that makes it stand out. And no, we're not just talking about the fact that Tommy Lee Jones lives in the same county. Rogan Field is the home of San Saba football, but it's also the former location of a cemetery. In 1858, Dr. J.C. Rogan donated land for San Saba's first cemetery, acting as a final resting place for Civil War soldiers and settlers. The local church was supposed to maintain the cemetery, as were families who had their loved ones buried there, but by 1878, the county commissioner said no one else could be buried in that location. In 1910, Rogan's descendants were able to get back their rights to control the land, but by 1934, family members were told that, you know, if you have loved ones buried here, it's time to exhume them. The problem was, not everyone could afford to do that. Heck, some people had moved super far away by then, and it wasn't exactly easy to get messages back and forth like it is today. And so, some bodies remained. The weirdness started, however, in 1935 when it was decided that San Saba needed football more than they needed an old burial ground. The Rogan family donated the land to San Saba Independent School District. As Texas sees football as one of the very great things in life, this really isn't all that surprising. However, despite the fact the town moved the burial markers, some shrubs, and a great deal of the bodies, they didn't move everyone. According to an older article in Sports Illustrated, it's estimated that between 40 and 50 bodies still remain buried under the grass of the field. I've also seen some numbers that say it's far less than that, probably around 25 families worth of bodies, but everybody's kind of got their own story about it. The field once even had a sign that said "Welcome to the Graveyard," which was supposedly erected in 1988 by Brad McCoy, the coach of the San Saba Armadillos. Supposedly, local churches started to complain that the sign was more than a little bit disrespectful. Can't really blame them there. So the sign was moved to stand just outside the locker room for visiting teams before it disappeared entirely. Still, a replica of the sign is often put up on game days because, of course, it is. The field is still nicknamed the Graveyard to this day. Now, if the body stayed buried, it would be creepy enough. But the bones have a tendency to find their way to the surface fairly often. Due to a bunch of rain, bones are fairly regularly tripped over or washed out, including, you know, ball joints, things like that. The nature of the land also means that it's unlikely that San Saba will ever remove the grass and put in fake turf like a lot of sports programs have done. That's because that fake turf requires a drainage system, and to get that, you have to dig, oh, you know, 6 feet under. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. We hope you're having a fantastic spooky month, and we'll be back soon.